Chapter 103. I will not lose her. Do you understand me? I will not lose her. Cullen just looks at him like he's something sad, and they are talking about her life. You can't undo taking a life. I know you care for her, Dorian. We all do. But that is not her any longer. I love her, Dorian snaps, and his skin feels hot and burning, and he wonders if this is how she feels whenever she uses her mark to close, if this is how she felt. And if there's one thing I've learned since coming here, it's that if you love someone, you don't give up on them, Commander. Cullen flinches, and she was important to all of them. They all loved her, and she loved them, and despite the fact that they have almost died multiple times on this long shot of a crusade, it is perhaps the happiest Dorian has ever felt in his life. And possessed or no, Dorian is not giving up on the woman who never gave up on him. She trusts him. Him, a Tevinter Altus, who argued with her over slavery. She trusts him, and he isn't going to... He refuses to disappoint another person he loves. Not her. Not today. Not ever. There are ways to fix possession. She's in there. Somewhere. She's strong, Dorian says. You know this. You should know this better than anyone. I will not let you kill the Inquisitor of Thedas and my best friend just because you gave up on her. Dorian will fight for her, because she can't argue for herself right now, and this is what friends do. Even if she tries to claw his face off, again, because this is what friends do. Dorian, Cullen says, and Dorian has had enough of this, because if he's the only one who's going to defend her, fine. He'll go up against all of them. Bull, Cassandra, Cullen, Varric, Sarah, Solas, all of them. And he'll win. He made her a promise. Dorian Pavas of Minrathus does not break promises. He feels fire in his hands, and it makes his jaw ache with how hard he's grinding his teeth together, because he doesn't understand how they do not understand that they cannot kill her. A hand touches his shoulder, and he's not in the mood. Dorian, Cole says, wake up. Dorian sits up, gasping for air, and he can smell smoke, but there is no fire. His hands are hot. Dorian looks down, and he's burned his sheets. Andraste. Dorian closes his eyes and breathes. There's a crick in his neck, and the air is cold. She's safe, Cole says, and for once, Dorian is so very, very glad that Cole barged in without knocking. Dorian stares at the ceiling. Not possessed, still her, burning bright, a beacon, calling us home, calling them too, but burning so bright they can't ever reach her, only us. She burns bright, but like stars she gathers us. She's safe. You are safe. No one in these walls is going to kill her. Not Cullen. Not Cassandra. No one. Dorian breathes and his heart aches as it expands. Do you want to see her? She isn't in her room. She fell asleep on the roof, both of us counting stars that gather in the sky and whispering their names so they don't forget, Cole says. But she won't freeze, because I was up there with her, and I brought her blankets that Skyhold wanted to give her, but had no arms to embrace her with. Yes, Dorian breathes. I want to see her.
Should I ask what you're doing, Poppy? Or just leave you to it? Varric says, when he walks into the rotunda and sees Lavellan arched on the floor.
She seems to be looking under Solas's desk, but she has a very odd way of doing it. She springs up like a reed that was pushed down and turns to him, frowning. I have lost Haren's seed, and am attempting to find it. Varric isn't sure if he wants to know. It is small and white, she says, and I was supposed to study it.
Seed as in tree?
Seed as in tree, she confirms, and Varric doesn't know if she is even aware of how odd she can make things sound. He thinks he'll just settle on being relieved she didn't mean the other kind of seed that's small and white. She looks around. It is old and rare, and I lost it. I am attempting to find it. It can't have gone far. It has no legs. The Velen makes circles with her fingers and peers through them. He wonders if that actually helps her see better.
Do you want help?
He asks, because it's either this or pay bills, and there's always time for that later. Also, the Seeker is on a warpath about something, and Varric doesn't want to get in her line of sight. He'd rather not be a target for her vented frustrations. Not today, at least. She might actually take his head off. Yes, she says, still making circles around her eyes with her fingers. You use a crossbow. Maybe your eyesight is better than mine.
I highly doubt that. She can see in the dark, after all. But who knows? Being closer to the ground than you has to be worth something.
It means you get all the cool air when it is hot, she replies. At least, that's what Vivienne told me.
Well, she's not wrong, Varric snorts. But at Skyhold, that's a lot of cold air.
This is true, Llewellyn says. The seed is small and white and thin, like a grain of rice, but perhaps a little teardrop-shaped, and smooth to the touch.
Well, that blends in with the floor quite nicely. You sure you didn't step on it?
Yes, because I have not moved my feet since I dropped it.
That explains the odd way she was looking underneath the desk. All right, you sure I didn't step on it?
Llewellyn hums. Probably.